Well, yes, friends, following those classic gospel favorites, we're once again back here on the Way Back with Johnny Show. I would like to welcome you all to the third and final hour of today's program. With that shared, I would also like to remind you all that we are still coming to you via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios located in Cornwall, Ontario, on the shores of the St. Lawrence Seaway, where this is recorded weekly. We are also coming to you via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios, however, we can also be heard via CFRC 119 FM in the limestone city of Kingston, Ontario, Canada, as well as throughout the Greater Toronto Area at www.oshawarocks.com and also our YouTube channel at Way Back with Johnny. With that mentioned, 24 years ago this past Thursday marked the terrible tragedy that was 9/11. With that shared, I know a lot of us have all been affected in some way from that tragedy that happened. With that also mentioned, I would like to pay tribute to our American friends and listeners down south who will forever remember the tragedy that happened on that September morning. With that, this one is going out to all our friends and our families who, as mentioned, will forever be affected by this tragedy. And it is a song called Where Were You by Alan Jackson. I'd also like to dedicate this to our good friends down there in Carthage, New York, Jimmy and Debbie Rogers. Welcome in, friends. May God be with all the families affected by September 11th.
September day, were you in the yard with your wife and children, or working on some stage in L.A.? Did you stand there in shock at the sight of that black smoke rising against that blue sky? Did you shout out in anger and fear for your neighbor, or did you just sit down and cry? Did you weep for the children who lost their dear loved ones, pray for the ones who don't know? Did you rejoice for the people who walked from the rubble and sob for the ones left below? Did you burst out with pride for the red, white, and blue, and the heroes who died just doing what they do? Did you look up to heaven for some kind of answer, and look at yourself and what really matters? I'm just a singer of simple songs. I'm not a real political man. I watch CNN, but I'm not sure I can tell you the difference in Iraq and Iran. But I know Jesus, and I talk to God, and I remember this from when things he gave us, and the greatest is love. Where were you when the world stopped turning on that September day? Teaching a class full of innocent children, or driving down some cold interstate? Did you feel guilty 'cause you're a survivor? In a crowded room, did you feel alone? Did you call up your mother and tell her you loved her? Did you dust off that Bible at home? Did you open your eyes and hope it never happened? Close your eyes and not go to sleep. Did you notice the sunset the first time in ages, speak to some stranger on the street? Did you lay down at night, think of tomorrow, go out and buy you a gun? Did you turn off that violent old movie you're watching and turn on I Love Lucy reruns? you had somebody to love. I'm just a singer of simple songs. I'm not a real political man. I watch CNN, but I'm not sure I can tell you the difference in Iraq and Iran. But I know Jesus, and I talk to God, and I remember this from when I was young. Faith, hope, and love are some good things He gave us, and the greatest is love. I'm just a singer of simple songs. I'm not a real political man. I watch CNN, but I'm not sure I can tell you the difference in Iraq and Iran. But I know Jesus, and I talk to God, and I remember this from when I was young. Faith, hope, and love are some good things He gave us, and the greatest is love. And the greatest is love. And the greatest is love. Where were you when the world stopped turning on that September day?
Well, yes, friends, following that classic by Alan Jackson, going out to all our friends south of the border, we're once again back here on the Way Back with Johnny Show. It is that time of the program to pay tribute to the Great Atlantic Lullaby segment that we always do once a week. With that, we would like to salute some of the legends of the East Coast. First of all, I would like to begin with sending out my happiest of Sunday morning greetings to Peter and Myrna Trenholm in Pugwash, Nova Scotia. For them today will be a song that Peter recorded many years ago called I Was Changed the Day I Met Jesus. Then we'll follow with Frank Duty from Nova Scotia as well and his classic called Grandfather. And we'll wrap up with a song going out to all the fishermen in Newfoundland who I understand are doing the squid jig these days out on the far banks of Newfoundland. And it's going to be Michael T. Wall and his all-time version of the squid jigging ground, which was made famous by Hank Snow. With that, I would like to welcome you all in and say good morning to all my listeners.
Changed the day that I met Jesus. All the pain, the hurt, the guilt, it was gone. When I looked into His eyes, to Jesus it was no surprise. He knew my heart belonged. Died.
how he loved me. And that is why I love to tell the story of my Savior who came down from heaven above. He put me on a brand new course. I'm sailing to the promised land. And that is why I love to tell the story of my Savior who came down from heaven above. Yes, I was changed the day that I met Jesus. All the things that I have done. And in the calm hours of the morning, while I'm working my way home, Lord, I know that I'm never all alone. About the good times that they had. The work was hard and the days were long, but it didn't seem so bad. For when the weekend came around, he would tie his necktie tight and play the devil's dream patty on the turnpike. No, I never knew my granddad, for he died when I was one. But I know he's watching over all the things that I have done. And in the calm hours of the morning, while I'm working my way home, Lord, I know that I'm never all
gather in oilskins and boots and cape bands battened down. All sizes of figures with squid lines and jiggers, they congregate here on the squid jigging ground. Some are working their jiggers while others are yarning. There's some standing up and there's more lying down. While all kinds of fun jokes and tricks are begun as they wait for the squid on the squid jigging ground. all ages and boys in the bargain. There's old Billy Cave and there's young Raymond Brown. There's a red-headed Tory out there in a dory, a-running down squires on the squid-jigging ground. There's men from the harbor and men from the tickle in all kinds of mortar boats, green, gray, and brown. Right yonder is Bobby, and with him is Nobby. They're chawing hardtack on the squid-jigging ground. God bless my sou'wester, there's Skipper John Chaffee. He's the best man at squid-jigging, here I'll be bound. Hello, what's the row? Why, he's jigging one now, the very first squid on the squid-jigging ground. The man with the whiskers is old Jacob Steele. He's getting well up, but he's still pretty sound. While Uncle Bob Hawkins wears three pairs of stockings whenever he's out on the squid-jigging ground. Holy smoke, what a scuffle, all hands are excited. It's a wonder to me that there's nobody drowned. There's a bustle, confusion, a wonderful hustle. They're all jigging squid on the squid-jigging ground. Squid are on top of the water. I just got me jiggers about one fathom down. But a squid in the boat squirted right down his throat, and he's swearing like mad on the squid jigging ground. There's poor Uncle Billy, his whiskers are spattered with spots of the squid juice that fly in the round. One poor little boy got it right in the eye, but they don't give a darn on the squid-jigging ground. Now if you ever feel inclined to go squidding, leave your white shirts and collars behind in the town. And if you get cranky without your silk hanky, you better steer clear off the squid-jigging ground.
I'm just singing Newfoundlander, and I sing a happy song.
Hello, friends. This is Michael T. Wall, the singing Newfoundlander, and you are listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock right here on Way Back over CFRC 101.9 Kingston, Ontario, Canada.
And are singing Newfoundlander from the Isle of
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time of the program to pay tribute to the high lonesome sound of bluegrass music, and it's once again time to salute what we like to call the grass is always greener. It's going to be a collection of tribute songs to the father of bluegrass music, Bill Monroe. So let's begin with Tom T. Hall and his classic called Bill Monroe for Breakfast. We'll then follow with Lorraine Jordan and Carolina Road and their classic called Bill Monroe's Old Mandolin. We'll then hear from an old song I recently came across by a singer-songwriter named Benny Williams, and it'll be called The Legend of Bill Monroe. And then we'll wrap up this set with none other than the Canadian legends, the Spinney Brothers from down east, and My Music Comes from Bill. With that, I would like to say good morning to all my listeners out there in radio world, and also happy Sunday to Sparky, or also known as Sandra Day, in Ingleside, Ontario. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
From the dirt, if anything would grow, and we got our country music from a big old radio. And we had Bill Monroe for breakfast every day. Then we'd head out to the fields, hoeing corn and mowing hay. Our mama loved his singing, daddy loved to hear him play. And we had Bill Monroe for breakfast every day. hunted down listening to the Opry show. But we all had our instruments and most of us could play. So we had Bill Monroe for breakfast anyway. We had Bill Monroe for breakfast every day. Then we'd head out to the fields a-hoeing corn and mowing hay. Mama loved his singing, Daddy loved to hear him play. We had Bill Monroe for breakfast every day. Mama was a lady and my daddy liked to preach. All we ever had was just a place to eat and sleep. If I could go back home again, back to the simple way, oh, we'd have Bill Monroe for breakfast every day. We had Bill Monroe for breakfast every day. Then we'd head out to the fields a-hoeing corn and mowing hay. Our mama loved his singing, Daddy loved to hear him play. And we had Bill Monroe for breakfast every day. We had Bill Monroe for breakfast every day.
The tears of joy filled the room, and when the honor was bestowed and the lights were turned down low, Ricky Skaggs played a sweet old gospel tune. Lord, he picked up that old Gibson, he embraced it like a friend, he held it like the Bible as it softly spoke to him. For a measure of time, he was here with us again. The night that Skaggs stood and played Bill Monroe's old mandolin. One day in anger it was shattered by those who chose to do him wrong. But by the hands of his old friend, it was made whole once again, so Brother Bill could play us all them good old songs. He picked up that old Gibson, he embraced it like a friend, he held it like the Bible as it softly spoke to him. For a measure of time, he was here with us again. The night that Skaggs stood and played Bill Monroe's old mandolin. Here with us again, the night that Ricky stood and played Bill Monroe's old mandolin.
This is a story about two Kentucky men, Bill Monroe and his Uncle Penn.
Began. They played all night until to stay. Saturday nights on the Grand Ole Opry show, George D.A. would holler, Bill, let her go. So now his life's a legend, and if you ever go, you'll hear the great tenor voice of Bill Monroe, with his mandolin a ringing like a band of brass. Story and legend of the great bluegrass. Many years ago, Uncle Pim went to rest. He knew when he left, he had played with the best. Just a fine old fiddler on a small time bass. Bill and his mandolin has been every place. That bluegrass mandolin has been every place.
Vincent, the queen of bluegrass music, and you're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock right here at the Wayback Show. You take care and blessings to you.
Did it look like old Kentucky when the gates swung open wide? And the good Lord's got you playing somewhere up there every night. Is the grass any bluer on the other side?
Well, yes, friends, once again, we would like to pay tribute to this interview that we got to do with William Monroe II, grandson of the legendary father of bluegrass music, Bill Monroe. Now, this will be a third part of this interview, and following this interview, we will hear an all-time classic by Bill Monroe, William's grandfather, who did a beautiful version of a song called Sitting Alone in the Moonlight, which William Monroe II requested I play on this in honor of his grandfather. With that, we will pay tribute to him and his granddad right now with this third and final part of this interview. Welcome in, friends. Now, here is William Monroe II. So, tell us what you know about, or if you would, about the mandolin that was damaged, Bill's.
Well, a lot of the speculation, but I was there that day.
Yes.
We had, I was in college, and I was traveling with Daddy and Granddaddy doing shows. I would come out and do one or two numbers and sell concessions or whatever. You know, mm-hmm. But when we were in town, I would go to college, and then I would take some time off and work on the farm for Granddaddy too. But we have been doing some work. I think we were doing some fencing, so we loaded up, and Granddaddy wanted to go eat, so we went to the Mason Motel restaurant, had home cooking food, and we went there to eat. We came back. I went on in the house and told Granddaddy to come in here and look, because they had set both of his floor mandolins in front of the fireplace, beat him senseless with a fire poker. Fire poker was still laying beside him. There's always been speculation that it was a female, because a guy would have just taken him and smashed him, going to smash him, whatever.
Yes. Or burnt him, yes.
Right, or hit him with a fire poker. Yeah. To me, feels more like a feminine thing to do. But, you know, I have speculation on who it could have been. I'm not going to articulate that.
No.
But it's still a mystery to this day, but you know, both mandolins got repaired. Initially Granddaddy told me just to sack them up, throw them away. It's like, no, we can't do that. I said, this is the very least. We can get some glue them back together, put them on the wall as a memento, you know?
For sure.
Little did I know that Charlie Derringer would use some kind of sewing machine thread and hot epoxy and put all these...
Quite painstakingly put it back together piece by piece, literally.
Absolutely. Yeah. And anyway, I picked up every piece of wood shrapnel on the floor and I put both mandolins in a big plastic sack. Anyway, sometime later down the road, we contacted Gibson and dropped them off. That's when they started doing the repair work.
And so your grandfather was inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame respectfully and earnestly in 1970. What was that honor like for him?
Well, he was extremely proud of that. Granddaddy's in the Country Music Hall of Fame. He's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He's in the Songwriters Hall of Fame. And he's in the Bluegrass Hall of Fame, which is phenomenal. I don't know that. I think there's one or two artists that's in that many Hall of Fames. But I think you can make a legitimate argument to put Granddaddy in the Gospel Hall of Fame.
Of course.
Granddaddy's the only artist that I know of that would do the shows on Sunday, and everybody would take their hats off, and they would play gospel music for that entire day for the show. A gospel show. They got me to play one time. I had to come up with like five or six gospel songs. But Granddaddy was a huge advocate of gospel music. He grew up singing in the church. He wrote tons of gospel numbers. You know, it's just...
And of course, one of his first recordings, as we had mentioned, was a gospel song as well.
Yes, what would I give in exchange for myself?
Exactly.
What would you give in exchange for yourself? Which was I don't know what it got up to, but it was as Granddaddy said, that was a powerful song right there.
Yeah.
And it gave them a great kickstart to, I forget how many sides they recorded for Bluebird, RCA, Slash Picture. I think it's all one ensemble. They put a lot of numbers for them, and it's a lot of great music, you know.
For sure. The
Brother Harmonies was just great that they had. You know, it influenced the Leuven Brothers and the Everly Brothers. Even influenced the Beatles. You know,
yes.
The Beatles cut Bloomin' in Kentucky, mm-hmm. which is pretty cool.
So, last couple of questions for today, but I'd love to do another interview with you later down the road at some point.
Sure.
But your grandfather passed away about a week before his 85th birthday. What was the fan reaction to his passing?
Well, of course, I think everybody was really sad. They knew that he had had a stroke. He was in a care facility, which was horrible for him and a bad scenario. Granddaddy really wanted to, you know, there was much talk, many questions from different reporters and different news agencies about, well, you know, are you going to retire? When are you going to retire?
Mm-hmm.
Granddaddy had no interest in retiring, none, zero. And that was just, he loved being Bill Monroe. He loved traveling. He loved playing music.
It was his life.
He did, you know. And it's, you know, a lot of people talk about how strong my grandfather was. And he really, really was. You know, it's some the stuff he did. I was talking to Daddy one time. Or actually, Daddy was telling me a story. Back when he was playing bass for Granddaddy, which had to be like in the 60s, 30, 64, 65. I think up to almost 69 or whatever. But Granddaddy had a virus and was sick. He was on tour.
I mean,
sick like I've got to throw up sick.
Mm-hmm.
And Daddy said he would literally, and he said, you know, they were saying, are you going to postpone the show? He said, oh, no, we're going to play.
I see. He was that dedicated.
He would literally do a song and then go back and throw up off stage. Then come back out and do another song. You know, it's all I can do from struggle to get from the bed to the bathroom when I have to play.
Exactly. I hear you. Yes, for sure.
You know, to have the intestinal fortitude to actually do that.
It shows how dedicated they truly were back in those era.
Yeah. He was just tough as a leather boot. He really was.
And so, the last question for today is, what song of your grandfather's can I play for you following this interview?
Oh, what song can you play?
Yes.
Well, it's I just did a show which is called Next Generation. It's the sons and daughters and grandchildren of big country music stars.
Of course, yes.
And it was a great, great show. I did a couple numbers, and I sang three numbers at the end with the group. But, you know, the old I'll Fly Away, closing numbers. But next year, I think I'm going to do Sitting Alone in the Moonlight. I love the vocal harmonies on that song. So, if you get that one, you can play that. That'd be pretty cool.
Sounds good. Well, with that, William, it's been a pleasure talking to you. And as I say, I'd love to get you back on the air sometime.
Absolutely. It's always a pleasure. Good to talk to you. If you ever need to talk to me again, just give me a holler.
For sure, for sure. You stay in touch, and God bless you and your family, for sure. Yes.
Buddy, you said it's good to hear from you, man.
Yes, it is. And as I say, take care of yourself.
All right, buddy, you too.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Howdy, friends and listeners. This here's your old host with most. I'd like to tell you all about the 2026 Gallup Canal Bluegrass Festival. Coming up the summer of 2026, happening from June 17th to the 20th, where you can see some of the greatest bluegrass legends of today, such as Jackson Hollow, High River, and of course, our headliner, Junior Sisk. The full weekend pass only costs $120 in advance. That's until June 1st of 2026. However, there will also be day passes available at the gate. So get yours today by visiting gallupcanalbluegrass.ca or by contacting Barb at 613-543-3114. See y'all there, friends.
Where we vow to love each other.
Now, friends, I'd like to pay tribute to an Opry Spotlight Corner, as we've been doing several weeks now, as October 5th will be our tribute to the 100th anniversary year of the Grand Ole Opry. So let's turn back the years now to Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, Tennessee, and this is from the 48th anniversary of the Grand Ole Opry, as recorded at the world-famous stage from the Ryman Auditorium. So let's go back and hear Roy Acuff, the King of Country Music, the father of bluegrass music, Bill Monroe, and all his bluegrass boys, as we pay tribute to, yes, what we're celebrating today, Bill Monroe's 114th birthday. Welcome in, friends. Now here's Bill.
This is your part of the program, not mine. You composed a song that I have, a fiddle tune, rather, that I have had your fiddle player, Kenny Baker, over to my dressing room several times, and he does such a fine job with it, and it's one of your own compositions. I wonder if you and your group would mind playing your number, Jerusalem Ridge. Would you do that for me?
Well, I'll do that for you. You're the only man in the country I'd do that for.
I want you to, because Kenny and all of you play it so well. Come on, Kenny. Up here, I want you to play Jerusalem Ridge, Kenny, is what I'm asking for. And if you all will put it out here for us, we'll enjoy it, all of you.
Roy, I want to say just a few words before Kenny starts. Up where I was born and raised, Kentucky, this ridge run through our home place there, and it's where we done all of our fox hunting. It was the longest ridge in that country, and it was called Jerusalem Ridge. And I wrote this number and titled it Jerusalem Ridge. I want you to listen close to it. We intend to record this number, and because we get a lot of requests for it. We're taking up a little time here tonight, but we got all night, so we want you to listen close to Kenny's fiddling on Jerusalem Ridge.
Opry music. That is how Grendel Opry was started 48 years ago. And I came here as a fiddler. Bill Monroe came with his boys, and we've had a lot of fun playing country music.
Well, yes, friends, once before we say so long from the Way Back with Johnny show this morning, I would like to once again remind y'all that we have been paying tribute to the 114th birthday of the father of bluegrass music, William Smith Monroe, forever remembered as Bill Monroe. And as we turn back the years once again, I would like to pay tribute to a song, the Way Back Song of the Week, and y'all will remember it as a true Ricky Skaggs, but also its original composer, Bill Monroe. With that, it's going to be an all-time classic dedicated to Bill's uncle, and of course that of course is going to be the song Uncle Penn. Then we'll follow with this with another classic called When the Cactus Is in Bloom, which is another all-time favorite of mine. And when thinking of Bill Monroe and my personal favorites of Bill's, it's going to be always these two songs. With that, we'll celebrate these as this week's Way Back Song of the Week. We will be back following this. Send us all home. Welcome in, friends.
Come from far away, the day stole night till the break of day. When the caller hollered, do-si-do, you knew Uncle Penn was ready to go. Late in evening, about sundown, on the hill of the town, Uncle Penn played the fiddle on high. We rang, you'd be here to talk, you'd be here and sing. An old piece he called Soldier Joy, and one he called Boston Boy. The greatest of all was Jenny Lynn. To me, that's where fiddling began. Late in the evening, about sundown, on the hill above the town, Rock up and play the fiddle, Lord, high would ring. You could hear it talk, you could hear it sing. Yet that mournful day when Uncle Penn was called away, they hung up his fiddle, they hung up his bow, and knew it was time for him to go. Late in the evening, about sundown, on a hill above the town, Uncle Penn played the fiddle, Lord, how it would ring. You could hear it talk, you could hear it sing. Played a fiddle, Lord, how it would ring. You could hear it talk, you could hear it sing.
Comes and the cow and yell, they call out every man. I throw my saddle on the old cow horse, I drink my coffee from a can. The sun goes down on the cattle trail, I'm gazing at the moon. Quarter round of time, way out west when the cactus are in bloom. shines best out on the western plain. Some of the boys have gone away, but they will be back soon. Watch the roundup time way out west when the cactus are in bloom. Daylight comes and the cowhand yell, they call out every man. I throw my saddle on my old cow horse, I drink my coffee from a can. The sun goes down on the cattle trail, I'm gazing at the moon. Watch the roundup time way out west when the cactus are in bloom.
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time to say so long from the Way Back with Johnny show here on CFRC and www.oshawarocks.com. I'd like to thank each and every one of you for tuning into the program today. Thank you to my special guest, William Monroe II, for his great interview today. Now, as we close out today's program, I'd like to mention that Bill Monroe passed away 29 years ago at the age of 84 on September 9th of 1996. He is laid to rest in his native Rosine, Kentucky. With that mentioned, Bill Monroe may have passed away, but as he has often been quoted as saying, the musician passes away, but the music never does, which means as long as there's bluegrass festivals and the mandolins of Kentucky and the banjos ring, his memories and his music will live on forever. Now let's send us all home today with none other than a classic by Bill called I Saw the Light, and then we're going to play a song called Will There Be Bluegrass in Heaven? And yes, let's hope there is, because that's where our father of bluegrass music is playing his mandolin today. With that, may God bless each and every one of you till we meet again. And next weekend, just a reminder that we will be paying tribute to Ralph Carlson with our special guest, none other than Tom Wilson, who was a dear friend of Ralph's. With that, may God bless and keep you all, and yes, catch y'all next weekend. So long for now, friends.
Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Like a blind man wandered along, where is the fear I claim for my own? And like the blind man, God gave back his sight. Do you think that he will understand?
when we ask him to play old Uncle Pen.
Will there be any bluegrass in heaven when they sing me back home with Amazing Grace? Is there a shelter for me in some small cabin? Will the angels all know the old home place?
God have a stage built in heaven for the bands when they join us as they go? Will he have all these things to entertain us? Is there a special place for Bill Monroe?
Will there be any bluegrass in heaven when they sing me back home with Amazing Grace? Shelter for me in some small cabin. Will the angels all know the old home place?
Stairway up to heaven, will they sing the redeemed are coming home? Can we still see the blue moon of Kentucky shine so brightly at night around God's throne?